This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, thank you and good morning. President-elect Donald Trump has selected former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue to be the U.S. Ag Secretary in the incoming Trump administration. If confirmed by the U.S. Senate, Perdue will take over the Department of Agriculture at a time when farmers are seeking support from Washington, D.C. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says he's hopeful Perdue will be the voice agriculture needs right now.
Given the challenging state of the farm economy, more than ever, family farmers and ranchers need a champion in Washington, D.C. I am hopeful we will find that champion in Secretary-designee Sonny Perdue.
The incoming Ag Secretary will lead USDA as Congress is gearing up to start working on the next farm bill. As farmers and ranchers are struggling with a down agriculture economy, they're turning to Congress and the USDA in seek of a strong safety net for all commodities in the next farm bill.
USDA is more than agriculture's agency. It is America's agency. We look forward to working with Mr. Perdue and the new administration to create and defend a strong farm safety net and provide meaningful farm policy solutions for producers, particularly dairy farmers and cotton growers, in the next farm bill. We will also ask that USDA take a proactive approach to building opportunities for rural America, increase support for conservation as a way to manage risk on the farm, and expand market opportunities for all types of agricultural production.
Prior to the nomination, Perdue was serving on the Governor's Council of the Bipartisan Policy Center in Washington, D.C., and served as Georgia's governor from 2003 to 2011. In some local ag news, the Nokomis FFA chapter has been busy competing in contests and preparing for record book interviews. I talked with their chapter vice president, Mason Fesser, this week for an update.
I'm a senior at Nokomis High School, and like she said, I'm the vice president. And hopefully things go well in the FFA this coming year.
Well, I know you've got a busy last half of the year ahead. I guess I'd say you competed in some contests in December, and you said the chapter did really well.
That's right. We've got first in the agronomy contest and dairy foods. I got second in agronomy, and I got first in dairy foods. So both our advisors, Ms. Geiger and Mr. Meyer, were very happy, and so was I.
Well, congratulations. Was that a section contest or district?
Yeah, they were both section contests. And we also participated in the state agronomy contest, which is also a really neat experience.
Well, good. Sounds like you guys have had, as you said, good experiences and some good luck competing in those. Also, a contest coming up a little later on this month.
That's right. There's also record books and public speaking. I'll talk about the record books first. The seniors have to do an interview for their state degree. Basically, you just got to really describe your record books and, you know, how long you've been doing it, and basically just summarize what you do in them.
And you have a record book yourself, correct?
I do. I work at Indian Springs Golf Course, and the project is Environmental Sciences and Natural Resources. The reason it's in that category is because of the recycling of the soda cans and beer cans.
So will you be interviewing for your state degree in February?
Yes, I will.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck. And I know public speaking, you said, is coming up. Just tell us a little bit about that contest and how you guys are preparing.
Well, it's a good experience for the freshmen. They have to recite the FFA creed, which I never did as a freshman year, but it's a great experience and it's really hard, but it's a good experience for them.
Well, public speaking is something you'll carry with you throughout your life, as you're learning every time I come to talk to you guys. So we wish you guys luck with that. Something else coming up is the science fair. And this is pretty interesting because I think there are a lot of different projects with all the FFA members. So fill us in a little bit about the science fair coming up.
Well, for sure. In the Ag Industries class, Ms. Geiger has every student through their science fair project, and it's a huge variety, a lot of different projects. Mine is experimenting on which type of plant will grow the best in the type of soil and how much each are watered. They're all watered the same, and I have used the germination soil, potting soil, and moisture control, and I have yet to find out which one the plants are growing right now and which one will grow the best.
Do you have a prediction, or I guess it's a hypothesis, on which one will grow the best in what soil?
Yeah, my hypothesis is the moisture control.
Awesome. So how long are you working on this project? Is it like a few months time frame, or how long does it take to do the whole process?
The whole experiment doesn't take that long. It's about 3 weeks or so when the plants are finally out and ready to go.
All right. Well, that also sounds like it's going to be a good experience for you. Now, we're in January. We just started off the second half of the school year. You're a senior. So future plans for after high school, going to school, or what would you like to do?
Yeah, I'm just going to take it easy my first 2 years and go to Lincoln Land, major in some sort of ag field, and then afterwards, hopefully a bigger university, maybe U of I, Edwardsville.
Did you have any sort of ag background before getting involved in FFA in high school?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up on a farm for most of my life, and my dad works at crop production, so yeah, I definitely have an ag background.
Once again, that was Mason Fesser, a senior and FFA vice president for Nokomis High School. In other news, the U.S. Department of Agriculture plans to publish a proposed rule to amend country of origin labeling regulations, adding venison under the labeling law. While Congress repealed cool regulations for beef and pork in 2015, the regulations still require retailers to notify their customers with information regarding the source of other certain foods, including lamb, goat, and chicken, farm-raised fish, and fruits and vegetables. The Agricultural Act of 2014 directed USDA's Ag Marketing Service to add muscle cuts of venison and ground venison to the list of covered commodities subject to mandatory cool requirements, according to meat industry publication Meeting Place. Comments on the proposal must be submitted by March 14th. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.